The Fulton Nassau Street subway station in Lower Manhattan has been under construction on and off since it was damaged in the 9/11 attacks. Now, two pieces of a $1.4 billion project to detangle subway, the complex subway down there, could be done by this September 11th. They include a new subway entrance and a restored platform that will put the southbound Cortlandt Street station back on the subway map, literally. WNYC's transportation reporter Jim O'Grady put on a hard hat. He got a tour from the MTA of the underground construction site. He joins us now. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Richard.
So I know this area very well, having worked down there and traveled down there a lot. I know it from above ground. There's tons of construction going on. You even see the main section, but then you'll walk in some of the side streets and there'll be a street closed because there'll be construction because of this. What does it look like underground?
Well, much like above ground, mm-hmm. It's an organized mess, like any construction site. But parts of it are shaping up to be impressive, like the new Day Street underpass that'll connect the main entrance a block south of City Hall Park with the World Trade Center. It's a huge tunnel that the MTA says will be lined with digital screens showing train information and ads and artwork. And that, if you're familiar with this station, that is a huge contrast to what the Fulton Street station has always been, which is dark and cramped and crowded.
That was one of the dingiest stations, actually, especially when you entered up on Fulton Street. You have to pass these little dingy shops just to get down onto the platform.
Oh, yeah, and it's really hard to figure out your connections.
And the MTA, I had seen plans of this. This has been in the news for, you know, ever since they were designing this, but this real modern-looking station with skylights, how is that panning out now?
Well, that is actually coming along. You remember that plan a couple of years ago was scrapped because this project was over budget.
It got too expensive, right.
Yeah, and the centerpiece was a 50-foot-tall glass tower topped by an oculus or sets of prisms that deflect natural light down to the subway platforms. Mm-hmm. That got put back in thanks to federal stimulus funds. Yeah, so that's what I saw. That's what they're building now. And that was the most impressive thing. I actually stood two stories underground on a future subway platform, and it was just so weird to be that far below the surface to look up, to see the steel framework of a tapered tower, and then above that, white clouds against blue sky.
That would be a very unique station here in New York City. I'm assuming this is one of the most intricate stations because so many lines pass through there. Well, we also have the PATH train that comes in there as well.
Yeah, well, so what happens when all of that is done, what you'll get is this station linked up with the PATH station under the World Trade Center, and that'll be sometime in 2016. And when that's done, you'll be able to walk underground from the Winter Garden on the edge of the Hudson River to the William Street subway stop about six blocks from South Street Seaport. That's 0.7 miles all underground. And riders will still get to the same 11 subway lines, the same as before. But the MTA says when they're doing it, they won't have this warren of poorly lit passageways anymore. It'll be open and more straightforward, less crowding, more space for they say 300,000 people they expect to move through the Fulton Street Transit Center every weekday. And that will be, as you know, a good day for downtown Manhattan. Something like 85% of all trips downtown are made by mass transit, many of them using the Fulton Transit Center.
Now, we have to remember that not only were buildings destroyed on 9/11, but the subway system changed as well. The actual subway map changed. They did reopen a station, but parts of it have not been reopened. What exactly will be done 10 years later on the anniversary by 9/11?
So in a month, a new entrance will open up on William Street. But really the main thing, like you're saying, is the downtown platform of the Cortlandt Street train station of the R train will open by the 10th anniversary of 9/11. And that station has either been closed or under construction most of the time since 9/11, where it was damaged in the attacks. And that's been hard on commuters. And now finally it'll be back to fully functional, except the MTA is putting off installing two elevators and an escalator. That's going to be added sometime later.
Of course, we've heard in the news that the rebuilding project of the entire Ground Zero site is taking a long time. Why is the transportation part of this taking as long as well?
Good question. I asked Michael Horodniczano, he's the MTA's chief builder, and he said two things. One, parts of this job are very tricky. For example, the MTA is building under and around the landmark Corbin Building on Broadway near John Street. That building went up in 1888. At 9 stories tall, it was considered New York's first skyscraper. But it's got brick cladding. And Horodniczano said they had to remake the foundation without using heavy machinery.
And if you had been here when it was done, it was the old-fashioned way with a pick and shovel and a bucket. And people went down 30, 40 feet. You would have seen the people with buckets pulling out stuff. Then we filled it with concrete.
And big picture, he essentially said this entire project was mismanaged from the beginning, or flawed. The MTA looked for a company at the start to do every part of this enormous renovation on tight deadlines. Only one company bid. It started to fall behind. He said that when he came in 2008, he broke up the project into parts, set realistic deadlines, got multiple bidders, and now it seems to be back on track. The MTA's part of it should be done by 2014.
And Jim, just finally, in the last couple of seconds, when will the entire project be done? Because they have... Can they see that?
According to the schedules, when everything's done, where you can walk from the Hudson to near the South Street Seaport, 2016.
Okay. WNYC's Jim O'Grady. You can see a slideshow of the construction project on our website, which is WNYC.org. Jim, thanks a lot.
Sure thing. Thank you, Richard.